Arvind, what is the order?
Vishnu, Supreme Court has refused to intervene in the flow test that has been scheduled tomorrow on the orders of the Maharashtra governor. So the flow test will happen tomorrow. So Supreme Court has refused to intervene in this case. They have rejected the arguments of the petitioner, that is Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena faction, and Supreme Court has allowed the flow test to happen tomorrow as per the orders of the Supreme Court. So the flow test, the assembly will convene at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and the flow test should be concluded by 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's a big, big setback for Uddhav Thackeray-led faction, wherein Supreme Court has refused to intervene on the floor test that has been scheduled tomorrow morning.
All right, let me get a quick reaction. Vidya Chavan, will you now step down? Will the MVA step down? There will be a floor test tomorrow.
Floor test kal hoga. Usme hame bahut sara vishwas hai ki kahi MLA jo hai, unko dabao dalke leke gaye the, aur floor test par ye सब हमें पता चलेगा कि कितने
तो आप इस फ्लोर टेस्ट को वेलकम करते हैं। फ्लोर टेस्ट के पहले एमवीए इस्तीफा नहीं देंगे, चीफ मिनिस्टर इस्तीफा नहीं देंगे।
क्यों दें?
ऑल
राइट, देखिए हमें फ्लोर टेस्ट पे बहुत भरोसा है। कुछ आमदार आज भी, जैसे कि उन्हें जबरदस्ती से लेके गए थे, तो वहां पर उनका वोटिंग बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है। कितने वोट्स हमारे खिलाफ जाते हैं।
ऑल राइट मैम, वेरी क्लियर दैट यू आर नॉट, एटलीस्ट यू आर नॉट अवेयर ऑफ एनी प्लान टू स्टेप डाउन, बिकॉज there was some reports that Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, if this went against him, would step down. We'll find out what he does. Sanjay Jha, go ahead. A huge setback for the MVA over here, but perhaps game over. Would you say game over?
Well, I would say that definitely Uddhav Thackeray and the MVA don't have the numbers. If you go by the hard math, is game set and match over to
yeah,
the other side.
Yeah, it's game set and match.
But but I just want to add one point. Basically, I completely agree with what Aman Lekhi has been arguing. And the point that Abhishek Manu Singhvi made in the court, now it may not be of any consequence, but what he said was, either you postpone the floor test or you prepone the disqualification verdict that you need to take a call on. Because clearly, one cannot deny, Vishnu, this is Operation Lotus. You're seeing the debasement of Indian public life. You're seeing a lowering of political standards.
Right.
And at the end of the day, this is blatant horse trading.
Okay, I've got a little bit more information coming in. Floor test is going to be taking place tomorrow, as we broke on this channel. The Supreme Court has said that they're not staying the floor test, but they are issuing notice. The parties can file a response, a rejoinder within 2 days. Tomorrow's outcome will be the subject to hearing on the 11th of July. Aman Lekhi, what does this basically imply? That the Supreme Court would be happy to hear a challenge if there is one, right?
I personally think this is not the best way to go forward. The purpose of adjudication is to have some kind of a decisive finality to the entire episode. And this keeps the situation in a state of perpetual flux, which doesn't in any way behove. Once you concede that it is liable to change, in that event you have to defer what can be eventually changed. It doesn't make sense at all. One. Two. I personally feel that it's high time the Supreme Court takes judicial notice of facts that insofar as the Legislative Assembly of one state are concerned, they are in another state. And in fact, the very entitlement of any of these factions, whether it be the Congress or BJP, because this is not in any way restricted to one party, whichever be the party which herds these kind of MLAs to another state, to keep them captive till a decision is made. And in this particular case, I mean, very peculiarly, from Guwahati, they were to go to Goa, eventually to Maharashtra. The question of Goa would obviously be that if supposing the verdict goes against, in that event, they would not come to Maharashtra, they'll remain in Goa. So that itself was
okay,
the
Mr.
contingency
Lekhi,
plan.
Okay, Mr. Lekhi, interrupt me because there is more detail coming in from the Supreme Court. We will hear the plea on merits along with other cases on the 11th of July. The result of tomorrow's floor test will be subject to the final outcome of the writ petition. So correct me if I'm wrong, but that writ petition is on the disqualification notice, right?
Yes, so the writ petition and disqualification notice, and because the disqualification notice, this application came. The application came because the Supreme Court.
So there could well be a situation where the Supreme Court, hypothetically, could disqualify these MLAs after judging tomorrow that they have the numbers.
Which makes absolutely no sense. Now, once you say that there's a possibility that those who participate can be disqualified, why should you not defer?
So this is not a clear order in that sense. It's not an order we were reporting saying that it's sort of game, set and match. May not necessarily be.
No, may not necessarily be game, set and match. The point is that it undermines the whole efficacy of legal process, because the question of clarity as to what the process should be is lost in this conclusion of the order.
I want to go across to Abhishek Mishra, the youth leader of the BJP. Abhishek, huge win for the BJP. We don't know what the role the BJP is going to play, but please don't tell me that you were somehow not involved in this process. You certainly were involved in with Mr. Shinde talking at various levels. So how do you see this floor test tomorrow? Do you believe the government will collapse? And do you believe you will come to power?
No, the point is very simple. Deven Fadnavisji, as leader of opposition, did his duty by informing the Honorable Governor of Maharashtra that there is instability in the state, that MLAs of the Shiv Sena, majority MLAs of Shiv Sena, they are saying that they do not support Uddhav Thackeray as Chief Minister, they do not support the Mahavikas Agadi Alliance because of the ideological issues. These MLAs, Eknath Shinde, they rebelled on their own against Uddhav Thackeray because they believed in the ideology of Hindutva, and Uddhav Thackeray was forcing them to ally with Sharad Pawar and Sonia Gandhi for their own greed of power. Imagine a party which has a saffron flag, a Bhagwa Janda, that Shiv Sena party MLA, the ministers were told to just...
No, but Abhishek, let's talk arithmetic now, my friend.
Because BJP has nothing to do with this. It is purely an internal matter of the Shiv Sena due to the greed of Uddhav
Thackeray. So let us talk arithmetic now.
Become Chief Minister, force these MLAs and ministers
okay,
to support...
Okay, I take that point. But Abhishek, answer this question. How are you going to come to power unless that entire faction of the Shiv Sena with Mr. Shinde actually crosses over to you and therefore avoids anti-defection?
I'll reply to that. In 2019, the verdict of the voters of Maharashtra was for a BJP Shiv Sena alliance. These all MLAs also asked votes in the name of Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi. All these MLAs on their own have said that we want to support BJP because of the national... ideology.
No, but they have to join the BJP. It's not supporting the BJP.
One second. You have to understand, Vishnu. Those are technical matters. Right now, that is not the issue.
That is the issue.
Tomorrow, float test. No. Tomorrow is a float test to determine if Uddhav Thackeray has majority or not.
Assuming for a moment, and it seems quite clear, Uddhav Thackeray doesn't have the numbers. This particular bloc votes against Uddhav Thackeray.
Once this government falls, then BJP as a national party, as a responsible party, will explore all options of forming government.
But here's the contradiction. These MLAs don't want to join the BJP. Even today, before leaving, Mr. Shinde said, we are Shiv Sena. So how does that help you?
Let first the Uddhav government fall.
But Abhishek, it's almost clear. Tomorrow, they don't have the numbers. Let's move beyond that.
Yes, then BJP as a national party, responsible political party for the development and stability of the state of Maharashtra, for the welfare of the people of Maharashtra, will decide the right course of action.
To form a government. Brilliantly diplomatic answer. I'm asking you to take out your crystal-gazing ball.
That's a factual. You have to understand, Vishnu, it's a rebellion of within Shiv Sena. Shiv Sena MLAs rebelled against Uddhav Thackeray because they did.
I'm trying to understand what next.
Once tomorrow Uddhav Thackeray government falls, then let those MLAs decide.
Okay, you are playing your cards very close to your chest, my
Vishnu,
friend.
Can I come
but
in?
Sanjay Jha, come in.
Yeah, Vishnu, a short point. Tomorrow, if the Shiv Sena were to, kind of issue a whip, which they will, in which case you will find more than 16 people in case Eknath Shinde's camp holds on, who then will qualify for disqualification. So that number could rise from 16 to the 39 that they're talking about, because they'll all have defied the party whip. So, this situation makes it extremely politically fluid. So what are we saying? That tomorrow, Devendra Fadnavis could become the chief minister by the evening.
And how can he become the chief minister by the evening?
Unless this entire
Shiv Sena faction joins him and becomes a part of the BJP.
Well, because they cannot split the party, because that is another complicated issue.
Exactly.
As we all know about, right? So the truth is,
who is
going to form the government in Maharashtra?
All right, Abhishek wants to reply.
Who's the new chief minister? And will
that chief minister lose his job
on the 12th of July? I mean, it makes it...
Abhishek, quickly, because I had a question for Aman Lekhi.
Yeah. I'll reply quickly.
Go ahead.
The simple point is, tomorrow, the Honorable Governor and right now the Supreme Court of India, tomorrow they have asked the floor test to determine whether Uddhav Thackeray has majority or not. Right now, BJP is not been asked to form government. Let Uddhav Thackeray government fall tomorrow. Then BJP as a responsible national party
game
for the welfare of Maharashtra,
we
will determine how to form a government. But right now, that is not a question. Please, Mr. Sanjay Jha, don't go ahead. Right now, the question only is whether Mr. Uddhav Thackeray has majority or not. Tomorrow, it will be decided.
All right, everybody, breaking news over here. And, we don't run breaking news as much as the others. Perhaps we should run it more. And that's a separate point. Uddhav Thackeray will go live on Facebook at 9:30 p.m. So that's when he's come on Facebook live earlier on as well. There was an assumption that he would actually resign a few days back. He was persuaded by the NCP and possibly by the Congress, look, don't do that. But he's now coming on. So let's see what finally happens at 9:30 p.m. Aman Lekhi, it's a straightforward legal question to you, and then Deshratan Nigamji. This faction, assuming tomorrow they vote against the Shiv Sena, which they will, then what happens? They say they are Shiv Senics. But how does the Constitution actually accept that? Because they are a faction.
Well, this is an issue that the Supreme Court also has examined, and relevant circumstance even for today's order. The question here is, they at no point of time are saying that they are not Shiv Senics.
Right.
If they are not Shiv Senics, then how do they come in the paragraph 4 of the 10th schedule? Now, question is, what are they? They have not merged into the BJP. At the same time, they are not in any way, cannot be recognized as a group. Now, what is their status? Their status is a professed claim to about 39 or 40 people, which is not subject to verification. And all this is outside the state of Maharashtra. Now, because outside the state of Maharashtra, beyond the speaker's jurisdiction, without it being subjected to, in the absence of it being covered by the fourth paragraph of the 10th schedule, the question here is tomorrow, there is absolutely no legal principle which can actually guide, because the Supreme Court is silent as to what is to happen. The law is not clear as to what can happen. And as the people who are there are assuming to themselves authority which law does not recognize. So they will be completely chaotic. And the reason for this is because every side has played politics. There was enough opportunity with even the Shiv Sena to take appropriate legal action prior. The governor could have taken action, but he went into COVID. The Shiv Sena could have taken action, but they did not. The Shinde faction could have taken action, but they did not. They all waited because everyone was playing politics. Law is and was a casualty and continues to be a casualty and be the biggest casualty tomorrow, because there is politics alone which will reign supreme. And this is in fact a very unfortunate situation where all of us are talking about the law, but no one is actually concerned with it.
Okay, so a little bit more news, but I don't know how relevant, because Uddhav Thackeray is now going to speak at 9:30. It may or may not be his resignation letter. Be that as it may, the Supreme Court has allowed the Maharashtra Minister Nawab Malik and the former Home Minister Anil Deshmukh to vote in the floor test tomorrow. Both are in jail in PMLA cases. They had moved the Supreme Court seeking voting rights. It's a bit too little, too late. Deshratan Nigam, how does this play out tomorrow if the Chief Minister resigns tonight? Will there be a floor test?
See, then I think if he resigns, then the governor has to satisfy himself. Which person has the majority? Which group has the majority? Then he'll call that person, and then again a floor test will take place. So that is the way it should go about. Now, Supreme Court was today hearing it prima facie. They had to make a prima facie opinion whether the floor test had to be stopped or not. So this is only a prima facie, this thing, an interim order, subject to obviously the outcome of the writ petition on 11th of July. Now, various options are available. If the no confidence motion is brought by the minimum of 29 MLAs against the deputy speaker, then the vote will take place on his conduct and he can be removed. And a new speaker will be elected. And once a new speaker is elected, then the issue about the whip will come around. Who is the whip of the Shiv Sena? Because the 39 members have elected their own whip, and the 16 members on the other side have elected their own whip, then the speaker's ruling will also come into the play.
Okay.
And that is where the whole situation arises. Otherwise, the easiest is to merge with any other party and then support any party on the situation. That's the easiest way out. However, the Shiv Senics don't want to lose their identity of the Shiv Sena. That's a political decision. And they want to maintain with it. And tomorrow, probably no whip may also be issued once the Uddhav Thackeray, resigns. There may not be any whip.
What seems clear at this stage is that those MLAs, the dissident MLAs who are still on that flight, will be landing, probably getting on buses, and they'll have another, 5-6 hour journey all the way back to Maharashtra. So the Bharat Darshan, which began in Bombay, Surat, Guwahati, Goa, we'll go back to Maharashtra possibly tonight if there is to be a floor test tomorrow. If the Chief Minister resigns before that, then what happens? Let me put that to Vidya Chavanji, MLC and spokesperson of the NCP. If Uddhav Thackeray resigns, then does the floor test happen? Are you, as a party, is the NCP ready for his resignation?
No, I don't think that Uddhav Thackeray ji resignation will give, because floor test mein बहुत सारी आशाएं बंधी हुई है कि और भी एमएलए जो है जिनको जबरदस्ती से लिया गया था उसमें से 15 या 20 लोग आज भी ऐसा लगता है कि शिवसेना के लिए वोट कर सकते हैं. तो मुझे लगता है वो एक चांस है, मौका है, तो वो लेना जरूरी है. और वो अगर हम लेते हैं तो मुझे लगता है कि ये थोड़ा सा चेंज हो सकता है, तो उसके पहले उद्धव जी ने रेजिग्नेशन नहीं देना चाहिए ऐसा हमें लगता है।
ऑल राइट, नहीं देना चाहिए, बट लेट्स सी व्हाट फाइनली टेक्स प्लेस। संजय झा, you know, I mean, it's over for this government essentially. I mean, is it time to really accept that one way or the other it is over, or are you still counting on the fact that this disqualification business might still take place, or we'll know in the next 10 minutes?
No, I think at the end of the day, from what the Supreme Court's verdict appears on your program, that this matter is going to remain in, you know, animated suspension, suspended animation for another 2 weeks. I mean, you are not going to have a very determinate solution to this gridlock, which is, in my opinion, rather unfortunate.
Unless the chief minister resigns.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not going to presume that. Let's hear what Uddhav has to say.
Yeah, no, by all means.
End of day, even if the chief minister resigns, you still have to have a floor test anyway. Willy-nilly, that cannot be...
Irrelevant. Aman Rekhi, if he does resign, then you move to elections, right? That has to be called at a certain stage. Mm-hmm. What happens election on the floor is just incidental.
No. Dissolution is the last resort. The governor has to, in fact, see whether an alternative government can be formed. And therefore, the option be given to someone to, in fact, stake a claim. The question is, when you stake the claim and you prove the majority, who has proved the majority? We come back to the same issue. And because you come back to the same issue, the question is composition of the assembly. Floor right. test assumes a floor. But what is the floor? When right. the floor itself is a dispute, what is the test you're going to conduct?
Right.
Which is the first thing, you know, we have to first decide upon the floor and then conduct the floor test. How can you have a floor test without the floor being determined?
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court itself is saying, yes, we keep the
okay.
floor in limbo.
All right, sir, interrupting because we're going to be going across very soon to Uddhav Thackeray on Facebook Live. But the big breaking news story, couple of key points over here. There will be a floor test tomorrow. That's what the Supreme Court has ordered. But the Chief Minister, Uddhav Thackeray, will be addressing everybody in the next 3 minutes from now. Is he going to resign? Because there were some suggestions that he might actually do that. Or is he going to face this floor test? If he does face this floor test, what about the disqualification proceedings, which might also take place? It is confusing. It is a mess. Maharashtra politics facing a huge challenge at this stage. We'll bring you the very latest. Stay tuned.